Welcome to Pitch Perfect, a first-of-its-kind podcast series powered by Abarathon, an AI-enabled video roleplay platform. I'm Vishala, your host for this incredible journey, where we connect with thought leaders to discuss cutting-edge strategies and innovative best practices of organizations towards building a successful sales-ready team. We are thrilled to introduce our guest for today, Mr. Tridib Adhikari, the Associate Director at the Janssen Pharmaceutical Companies of Johnson & Johnson. Mr. Tridib Adhikari is a pharma sales veteran with 31 years of experience. He has worked across multiple therapy areas during this tenure, including dermatology, psychiatry, pain, vertigo, and migraine. He currently leads a national sales team of 300+, selling established products across India. Mr. Adhikari started his career with Janssen in eastern India and progressively moved across North India before relocating to Mumbai to head the national sales team for Janssen's established products. He has launched mass brands as well as specialty products. The flagship brand of Janssen UltraSet was launched by him in 2004. Most recently, Mr. Adhikari shaped his team's digital detailing and selling skills as they worked from home during 2020 to 2021. He is passionate about talent development and growing and scaling businesses. Tridib is a BSc in Chemistry from Jamshedpur Cooperative College, with an Executive MBA from IIM Lucknow, trained in Accelerated Salesforce Performance from ISB Hyderabad. In this episode, Mr. Tridib Adhikari will share his insights on steering the dynamic sales landscape. A very warm welcome to Pitch Perfect, sir. We are really excited to have you on our show.
Good morning, Vishala. Same here.
Wonderful. So we have a Q&A session where I'm going to ask you some questions and you can give me your insights on that. Are you ready?
Sure. Please go ahead.
That's great. Let's get started. So my first question to you is, sales is both an art and science. And with any science, there are clear steps one must follow to reach the desired outcome. What are your three steps to keep in mind when designing an effective sales strategy?
Wonderful question, first of all, and you are touching the most important lever of sales. I would like to talk few levers which I have seen in my past stint or the present stint, and I would like to elaborate this to you. First of all, knowledge about the customers are the key for any organization. And what I mean here is the right selection of the customers, let it be doctor or let it be any other sector. And we are having a very large universe, as you know. We have to pick and choose which fits into our requirement, means which fits into the strategy of the company. Every customer is not ours, so we need to be very careful while selecting the doctors or the customers. And basically, we need to keep in our mind to address the unmet need of each customer, which is the basic of sales. The second part and the most important lever, I could say, is the RCPA. What does it mean? That retail chemist audit.
Right.
What we get from it is that we get insights. Once you get insights from the market, then you can design your own strategy. So particularly in the space of right customer selection and mapping with the right product is one of the key. And finding the right segment to nurture is also a key factor for sales. The third lever, the development of the field force or your employees. So what I mean about this is that you need to deploy the right set of people in the right geographies. And what you need to measure is that what is the market size and the opportunity lying for you there. Any under or over deployment is the wastage of your valuable resources. So what I feel, Vishala, these are the three key steps and the levers which I used in my stint to be a successful salesperson. Over to you.
That's a really interesting answer and I completely agree with you. My follow-up question to you is, what is your advice to companies that are looking to create a better sales culture?
Yeah, another great question. And because on a prima facie, sales culture or a culture of an organization varies from organization to organization. But for a sustainable growth, for a sustainable team to have a better sales team under you, one need to follow the process-driven sales culture. I would like to explain what I mean about this. The skill development for each individual is a must, and we need to follow a few processes to build up a better culture. First of all, we need to focus on the KPI. And once you are following up and making advancement on the KPI, that will help a team to engage themselves in a better way. And the utilization will be perfect. And engaging the customers in an appropriate manner is another bigger skill set, which most of the organizations don't have. But we have practiced in Johnson & Johnson for the years, this thing. And we have got immense value out of it. And to have a better culture, you need good communicators. Sharp communication skill is one of the key factors for our profession, and where the communication skill development definitely should be nurtured by the company itself, and the people should be given a focus into it. So the last one, to build up a better culture, you need to inculcate diversity. Because a diverse culture will definitely give you better perspective and challenging each other's view. Let it be the generation, new generation versus old generation. Let it be a female versus male. Let it be any other diversity you want to inculcate in your company. That will actually help you to establish a better sales culture.
So that's a really incredible answer. I'm glad that you highlighted these points about KPI, communication, and also diversity. I completely agree with you on this.
Thank you.
Moving on to my next question. What separates successful sales reps from average and below average performers?
Yeah, that is another factor, because over the period of time, I could see in an organization, only 5 to 10% people are above average or a superlative performance they could demonstrate. Why so?
Right.
First of all, if I evaluate, I could see one differentiation in these two categories. That is passion. If a person is passionate and very much inclined towards his job and very, very proactive, he is definitely can be counted as a superlative performance. And you measure that. You'll find later on these type of people are very, very successful because everybody is here to perform their job. But what could be the differentiation factor is that if my inclusiveness, my passion is always at the top of everything, I can drive better and better. So this is the biggest differentiator I could find over this period of time.
Yes, sir. That's a great answer again. So I just wanted to ask you a follow-up question on the same question. You know, where there are many scenarios where the best sales training strategies are in place, but only there's a mere lack of motivation within the members of an organization. What can organizations do to instill enthusiasm and drive in sales teams?
See, it's a big factor. A motivated sales team can do wonders for you. And a demotivated sales team can actually create havoc for any organization. And to me, if I see why I get motivated over the period of time or the years, is that very, very transparent communication to me. And a culture of trust has been built up around it. Once the people are actually finding a trustworthy leadership, they always get motivated and they set themselves right to do anything and everything. So another thing is that setting up the right expectations with them. In the year beginning or in the mid-year, one need to set up the right expectation with 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever the key points you have in your mind as a leader. That will definitely motivate them. Ki, look, this is my clear objective and I can perform this way. So the reward and recognition can follow. It's another factor. We always know the monetary benefits, whether it is the salary, whether the incentive, everything motivates a person. But it should be absolutely balanced. One should get appropriate reward for his appropriate work. It should not be under or over. That may go haywire then. And the last part is the recognition. Most of the people in the sales, whether it's from the top to down, you find they all are aspiring for something. What is their aspiration? And how you can recognize them in your organization? So there are several tools to be used. You have to use carefully all those tools to recognize them. There should not be any bias in recognizing. Most of the cases, what happened, there were some bias on promotions. Maybe there are some bias on recognition. Actually, this will derail your entire thing. So people will get demotivated and it will spread across the team that this can happen to you also. But if you follow a certain process, suppose an upward potential tool, which is a very good tool for giving a feedback to a person, which are the strength areas, which are the development areas you have, and how best you can work on your development areas so that in near future, if some vacancy comes up for a better position, you will be recognized and you will be taken into consideration. So there's no guarantee, but definitely he will prepare himself. And if he fits into that, one should recognize it. So this way, the motivation factor works across the organizations, particularly in the sales team.
So that's a great answer. I think that perfectly summarizes how organizations can instill enthusiasm and drive in sales teams. So my next question is something that I've been asking a lot of our speakers. How do you think COVID-19 changed the sales landscape at the Janssen Pharmaceuticals?
That's the latest and the big question always been asked to us. And I'll tell you in the March, in 2020, when the lockdown started, we all were puzzled and we all don't know what to do, what not to do. So equally confused. But quickly, we thought through that how can we connect our customers in these hard times? Because if you see a doctor, he's also in distress, either doing 12 to 14 hours duties in a COVID hospital, or the doctors are not coming out of their home because of the fear and not seeing the patients or not doing anything. So we have taken the help of technology. Actually, we have created a hybrid model. In that hybrid model, one is physical, one is digital. So in the early lockdown period, we have utilized these digital platforms very well to connect the customers. And we have found 3-4 big levers into it. One is Viva Engage Call. This is basically iConnect system where one can do a video call and can show the CLM pages to the doctors. Second is the phone calls, which we definitely, it is one of the easiest one. Third, we have found sending emails with the good contents, whether in the leisure time, doctor can read the content and can gain out of it. And lastly, wherever the doctors were there in the hospitals, we went there physically, tried to engage them from the distance and try to communicate our thing more or less on a face-to-face basis. So gradually what happened at the end of 2021, when I'm speaking to all of you, we have imbibed both the models and we are trying to balance it out. Wherever it is working, we are using digital. Wherever it is working, we are using physical. So this the pandemic has made us learn how to use a hybrid model, hybrid sales reps. And I was driving, as I have told in my introduction. So in the digital landscape, we are doing so many things.
Yes, sir. That's an incredible answer. And I believe that the hybrid sales team is here to stay.
Yeah, that will stay.
Yes. So, sir, you've been working with Janssen Pharmaceuticals since 1990. Can you tell us about one of your best launches while working here?
Yeah, because if I see, I have launched several products since 1990. And in the space of migraine, in space of vertigo, in space of pain. But I will recall first the pain product, which is a flagship brand of Janssen, that is Ultraset. It is a product for pain relief. And in 2004, we had a wonderful launch and we have changed the entire understanding of the pain management and its market. So this market is very big and it has grown like anything. And we have also grew because we have targeted the right set of customers through our launch. And we have made them understand what kind of right product should be prescribed to the patients who are in comorbid conditions, basically. If I refer another relaunch, which in the recent days, I have been given this assignment by my superiors, that a product that is canagliflozin, which is a research product of Janssen. It is in the space of diabetes. So as you know, diabetes is one of the fastest growing disease in India, and India is a diabetic hub. So this product relaunch, because this product has been launched in 2015, where the specialty team has been deployed, and we could not find optimizing our resources as well as the outcome through them. So in the year 2020, this has been given to us. Because of the pandemic, we could not do justice. But in 2021 and beyond, we are looking forward for this, and our team is well poised to relaunch this particular segment. So these are the two things which I did in my lifetime, which I remember always. And I think I have answered your question.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's really impressive. And I just wanted to congratulate you on this. This is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. This brings me to the last question for this segment. Can you tell us your three best practices for better sales onboarding?
See, onboarding is one of the key factors, because if you're going to hire, even if you in your organization, a wrong person or a misfit person, you are not going to get the desired outcome. So we need to be very, very careful about our hiring. And over the period of time, what I have learned, and that is, I feel one of the best thing one can do is that competency-based interview process. You know the kind of competencies are required for a particular job. If your interview process are based out of that, and once you are interviewing with an objective to completion of a task, so you give an example to him or her and ask them to complete a task on that basis, you'll be able to understand the person very well, that whether he's trying to articulate the right thing or he or she is trying to camouflage it. And when you ask the examples about few things what they claim, definitely we'll be able to gauge whether the person is right or wrong. And this is a lengthy process, but cutting it short, I would like to rely on this competency-based interview process to hire the best persons in the organization.
That's a great answer, and thank you so much for this. I hope our audience finds this valuable. Sir, we have an underrated, overrated segment. Finally, I want you to name the most underrated sales skill and the most overrated sales skill according to you.
This is one of the fact, the hard fact lies with us. Underrated, I would like to mention one thing, data points. If you ask any salesperson how many data points you nurture, how many data points you see before taking a decision, they will find they are missing most of the data points. And that's why it is completely underrated. And if a salesperson look at the more and more data and can go deep into that and can find some insight of it, it can be balanced. So I feel this is underrated area of a salesperson. And overrated is that most of the salespeople relies on their gut feeling. I don't say they are wrong, because out of their experience, they can always feel, okay, what I am saying is the right, what I feel is the right. But this may not be the fact. When you put the data and the facts in front of your gut feeling, you will find there's a marked difference. So always, if an organization need to excel and their sales team should be more of data oriented, fact oriented, rather than gut feelings. So this is actually overrated area in sales, according to me.
Incredible. So this brings me to the end of the show. Thank you so much for your valuable time for this interview. I had a great time, and your insights have been really invaluable.
My pleasure, Vishala. Thank you very much.
Thank you again, sir. So everybody, that was Mr. 3D Adhikari. Thank you for tuning in to Pitch Perfect. Hope you found this valuable. The Pitch Perfect podcast series will keep bringing in visionary thought leaders in the hope of creating a community of Salesforce effectiveness. If you found this show insightful, I would appreciate if you follow us and never miss an episode. We'll be back with another episode at the same time. This is your host, Vishala, signing off.